Here we are in late August to spread the word about a big event late next month, September 26th, Saturday night. It's the start of the 2015 Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra season with the opening night gala. And here to talk about it, we have Chris Pinella, who's the Vice President of Communications with the CSO. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
And also Christy Horan, who is the committee chair for the whole evening.
Nice to see you.
So
thank you.
Let me start. Chris, thanks for being here, and also congratulations on another successful Luminosity.
It did go very well. Thank you, Frank. 30,000 people came out for over 5 days, one dress rehearsal and four performances.
Okay, so that gives you a whole month between that and the start of a new CSO season. So, like I said, the 26th, what's the big plan for that evening? And it starts like a couple of hours before the actual concert, right?
You're right. Everyone is planning to get together in the ballroom. We will be transforming it thanks to a terrific set of committees, including our decor committee, and you'll see the ballroom look like nothing you've ever seen before. In honor of the opening night symphony and Berlioz's Symphonie Fantastique, I think we have a great theme and certainly a wonderful orchestra to celebrate the evening.
So what are we talking about here? Beforehand, it's a big dinner and party or whatever?
Sure. We're talking about beforehand cocktails and hors d'oeuvres. Jeff Thomas Catering is guiding us and providing us with terrific food items that are not only going to be there, but be displayed in a very artistic and different sort of way. That will be followed by a buffet dinner. And some remarks, we're honoring 22 of the most generous benefactors to the arts and to the city of Cincinnati that evening. And then it will be off to the symphony performance opening night with Berlioz's Symphonie Fantastique and other works to round out the evening.
And it starts off with Beethoven, goes on to Bartok and the Berlioz. The Beethoven, one of the, what, overtures?
Yes, we're doing the overture to Fidelio, Beethoven's only completed opera. Very dramatic Beethoven overture that I think a lot of people really love, followed by an incredibly virtuosic, amazing piano concerto. And we have one of the best pianists in the world, Yefim Bronfman, coming in to perform with us. A favorite of Cincinnati, great artistry, great technique. I can't remember a single time in Cincinnati when he hasn't gotten a standing ovation.
Now, I got to admit, my favorite piece, the Symphonie Fantastique of Hector Berlioz. I mean, that's a lot of fun to listen to. I think that the symphony picked that one out to show off because that's what that piece of music does.
It was a revolutionary piece when it was written. Every member of the orchestra gets to have a moment in Symphonie Fantastique. It is something that really showcases the talent of our orchestra. The final movement of Symphonie Fantastique was featured in Luminosity. It's a remarkable piece of music and one that really changed how orchestra music is viewed, written, composed. Berlioz was really revolutionary. Leonard Bernstein called this the first psychedelic music, and it's something that will really knock your socks off.
The orchestra gets the show off on this, and that's probably why Louis Langres picked it out, right?
Absolutely. It's one of the most beloved pieces of music in the repertoire. It's a perfect piece to start a season because it really does just show off the virtuosity of a world-class orchestra and definitely one of the highlights of our entire season.
And then afterwards, there's something called a fifth movement. And you can tell us about that, Chris.
Yes, yes. We're very excited about that. The fifth movement is a party that's going to follow the performance, but it's also open to people who may not be attending the concert. The tickets will be sold that evening as well as ahead of time. And it's going to be desserts and dancing in the same ballroom that will have been transformed from what you will see at the cocktail party and in the dinner to an entirely different space. So there's something exciting waiting for you at the end of the concert as well.
So you've got the whole evening planned out, cocktails and dinner. It starts, what, 5:30 that evening?
5:30. And we're very, I didn't mention it earlier, but we're very honored to have Maestro Louis and his wife, Amé, as well as Jean Morse Russell and his wife, Taya, as the honorary chairs of the evening. So we've got both of the finest orchestra leaders in the country, frankly, taking a part in planning a wonderful, wonderful gala.
So people hearing this right now, they have plenty of time. I can just imagine people right now entering this on the calendar or their smartphones. They can also use your smartphone to get tickets, right, for the opening night gala.
Absolutely. Just navigate on your phone to CincinnatiSymphony.org. Our new website is completely mobile friendly, and you'll find the event, and you'll be able to purchase tickets that way.
And you can also call up Music Hall and get those tickets as well. We also should mention, too, the Saturday night gala, that's for one night, but then Friday Friday is the actual first concert, right? Friday morning?
Correct. We're doing two performances of this wonderful program. So you have two chances on Friday and Saturday. The gala is only on the Saturday night, however.
So that's what's happening. It's Saturday night, September 26th at Music Hall, the CSO, opening the brand new 2015-2016 season. It's a fancy evening dinner in the ballroom, the concert, and then there's the after party called the Fifth Movement. Now, that's got to be something, too. We've been speaking with Christy Horan, the committee chair for the opening night evening, and Chris Pinello, who's the vice president of communications for the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.